SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 26th of June, 2024. The Australian share market fell 0.7% today. We'll have the details with James Gerrish from Shaw and Partners. But first to the economic news of the day, and that's inflation, with the CPI indicator rising more than expected to 4% in the year to May. And it increases the chance of a rate rise this year. For more, Raina Bosch first spoke with Joe Masters, the chief economist at Barrenjoey.
We know that inflation is still too high in Australia. It is coming down, but it's still a long way from the RBA's 2-3% inflation target. And when we dig into the detail of the monthly inflation, what we find is that inflation is still high in those big items that households can't get away from. Things like rents, the cost of building a home, insurance. And these items are just sticky and persistent. And what we're really seeing is just a slowing in the pace that inflation is coming off.
So today's snapshot is only part of the picture. What are you seeing when you get down into the nitty-gritty of the details, say ex-volatile items, for example?
So what we're seeing when we look at things like ex-volatile, or we look at services inflation, which is something the RBA has called out, or non-tradable inflation, we find that in annual terms, inflation's now starting to track sideways at somewhere between 3.5% to 4%. So it's still too high. And what economics tells us is that you need the economy to be slower. You need to open up that spare capacity in activity and in the labour market to address that stickiness in inflation and get it all the way back down to the target band.
Now, is this a global trend, or is this something that kind of positions Australia as an outlier?
Well, the dynamics are quite common across advanced economies, and that is that the price of goods that we trade globally has come down. That's where we've seen that disinflation. But domestically generated prices, which really are very highly correlated with wage growth, are proving to be a little harder to address. Now, in some economies like Canada, they're further ahead in their economic cycle. So economic growth is weaker, unemployment is higher, and they have managed to get inflation down. Here in Australia, we started hiking rates a little later. Our unemployment rate has risen, but not dramatically. And so we're still in that fight where we need to do a little bit more economic harm in order to get through that sticky zone. The good news is, though, when we look at Canada, it does tell us that we're doing the right things. Keep restrictive policy, slow the labour market, slow the economy, and in time, you can get inflation back down to target.
Finally, Joe, the Reserve Bank will be looking closely at this data today. What do you think it means for rates?
Look, I think inflation's in this really tricky zone for the Reserve Bank. Obviously, they focus on trimmed mean inflation, which is underlying inflation. And when we feed through today's data into the quarterly, the June quarter print, we are seeing a number that is above what the RBA has implied in their own forecast. So they are likely to get an upside surprise. And that's a bit uncomfortable for a central bank that had an upside surprise last quarter. So based on these numbers, I think, you know, the RBA's meeting in August is probably live. We're not calling a rate hike, but there is now a lot of emphasis on the next unemployment read and the detail inside the quarterly CPI, which we don't get until the end of July.
That's Joe Masters there from Barrenjoey speaking with Raina Bosch. There is one economist who was our first to come out of the blocks today to now say interest rates will likely rise in August as a result of these CPI numbers. That's Phil O'Donoghue from Deutsche Bank. He's the chief economist there, and I spoke with him earlier. Phil, you're now predicting a rate rise in August following the CPI indicator out today. Why?
Ricardo, when I look across the G10, Australia is the only country where since December of last year, we've seen an acceleration in underlying inflation. We're up by about 0.4 percentage points. The trimmed mean measure, the RBA's preferred measure of underlying inflation, is now at 4.4% year ended. That is a long way north of the target. And indeed, across the nine other economies in the G10, Inflation has fallen since the end of last year, and in fact, fallen by an average of 0.9. So, unfortunately, inflation in Australia is uniquely going the wrong way, and I think that's going to prompt a hike.
What do you think are the factors that are causing that uniqueness?
Look, in hindsight, I think the evidence is increasingly telling us that the RBA didn't hike enough last year. We know that policy is restrictive. I don't think it is restrictive enough. When we look at certainly these inflation numbers, you know, we're seeing accelerating inflation. We are seeing the unemployment rate start to rise, but I don't think it is rising. Unfortunately, it hasn't risen enough. And I think the labour market is weak enough. We're also seeing things like, for example, like house prices. You know, nominal house prices in Australia are at record highs. The Reserve Bank has talked about that. I think it is clear. I think the message we got today is that, you know, conditions, they are restrictive, but they're not restrictive enough given the starting point for inflation. So I think that's why we're going to have to, unfortunately, we're going to have to endure another rate hike from the RBA.
So in other words, interest rates in Australia were already at a super low level. The RBA cut rates, but then didn't lift them as much as the rest of the world. Is that also a key factor?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We saw through COVID, I think, a lot more stimulus put into the Australian economy than some of our peer central banks. We had, as you know, we had interest rates down at 0.1%. We had other things like the term funding facility, which allowed the banks to extend credit very cheaply to households, households and businesses. We've subsequently tightened policy quite a lot. But I think the evidence is increasingly telling us that, you know, we haven't done enough, that we actually need to take a lot more of that COVID-era stimulus out of the economy if we're to get inflation back to target.
And is one rate rise then enough? I mean, will there be more? And if not, if it's just the one that you're thinking, why the RBA not just hold rates at these levels for even longer instead?
Yeah, look, I think there's two things here. I do think the RBA needs to hike again. The RBA needs to send a message to the economy, to price and wage setters in the economy, that they are intolerant of the direction of inflation has taken so far this year. It is one thing to talk tough, but we know when inflation has risen, which is already above target and has risen by another, you know, call it half a percentage point over the past 6 months or so, I think the RBA needs to show its mettle. It needs to show to those decision makers that it's serious about its inflation target. It can't do that with words. I think it needs to follow through with actions. That said, you know, I do think there is just one more rate hike here. You know, the analogy here, I think, is a jam jar. You know, the lid is tight, but we learned today that it's not quite watertight. We need to tighten it a little bit more. If you over-tighten, you're not going to be able to get the lid off. So, look, I don't think we need to do two more, but we just have to tighten the lid a little bit more to get inflation back to target.
Donoho there from Deutsche Bank.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
The reaction on the Australian share market was pretty obvious, with the 200 down 0.7% today, 7,783. For the market reaction, I spoke with James Gerrish, portfolio partner at Shaw and Partners. James, how has the market repriced the risk of a rate rise following today's inflation data? What were the chances before it and then after?
Yeah, they've increased the chances of a rate rise in August and in September. So prior to today's CPI, pricing about a 10% probability for August. That's jumped to about a 30% probability. And we're now pricing about a 60% probability in September. So obviously the odds have increased. It was a highly expected number. And the RBA have got some thinking to do.
How has this impacted the market today?
Yeah, pretty much straight off the bat, the market dropped 45 points following the 11:30 update. So it has recovered some of those losses. We're trading sort of, we've recouped about half of those losses since then. Consumer discretionary stocks are really feeling the heat, and property stocks, as you'd expect. So those interest rate sensitive areas of the market are coming under most pressure.
I think at the very least, the market was expecting rates to be, or rate cuts to be pushed out further into the new year, right? But the fact that we're seeing inflation still come out pretty hot, has it changed anything for you when it comes to investing?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I think, you know, we weren't pricing in or expecting rate cuts this year. So that's certainly now the case in terms of market pricing. If you think about the three-year bond yield, which has moved, it was trading around 3.92% at the start of today. It's now up around 4.15%. So we're not pricing a lot of rate cuts in that time frame. So clearly rates higher for longer, unless this, you know, the sticky inflation that's persisted in 2024 does start to move in the right direction. I think the, you know, the next key point will be the inflation print for the quarter, which is due out at the end of July. Clearly that the inflation read is running ahead of RBA forecasts at the moment. So as it stands, you know, inflation is going to be uncomfortably, or is remaining uncomfortably high from an RBA standpoint. I don't think they want to cut, I don't think they want to hike, but they may be forced to do so.
So if rates won't be cut at least until next year, what are the investment opportunities for investors right now then?
So I think from an investment standpoint, you've got to think about what's already priced into to many of the stocks. So a lot of the consumer discretionary names, the retailers, had been sold down. They have been weak in the last 6 months or so. Not all of them, but some of them. So from an investment standpoint, I always think about what's being priced now. So I'm still seeing some opportunities in that space. It's interesting that companies like Super Retail have been really soft. They copped a broker upgrade this morning from UBS to buy. So that stock is outperforming the rest of the sector. Harvey Norman's had some news out today, just obviously around the CPI, but also a substantial shareholder notice from Jerry Harvey. It looks to be associated with a loan transaction, so not a change in beneficial ownership for Jerry. But you know, from an investment standpoint, I think, you know, the markets, we're near all-time highs. There's a lot of optimism built in. So we're cautious, but certainly not turning bearish at this point.
That's James Gerrish there from Shaw and Partners.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.